Special board meeting to order. It is February 19th. Will we please start off with an invocation, Commissioner Lopez?
Yes, sir. Our Heavenly Father, we call on your name today. And Father, we thank you for meeting us here. Father, we thank you so much for the moisture, the undeserving grace that you have upon the land. We thank you for bringing us together this morning to conduct the people's business. And thank you for joining us. We ask that you take the high place. And Father, we thank you for simply just for the United States of America for being with us. Continue to work in each and every one of our hearts. We ask this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Haas, would you please lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Here.
Commissioner Haas.
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
I am here. Do we have any changes to the agenda, Mr. Dornkamp?
No, Commissioner, no changes to the agenda.
Entertain a motion, please.
Motion to accept the agenda.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. We're going to start off with executive session, and then we will come back in to do the new business. So it shouldn't take very long for those that are on the call to confer with our attorney. So we will now enter CRS 24-6-4024B, conferring with the county attorney for the purposes of receiving legal advice on specific legal questions. Item A, the Reed lawsuit. Do we have a motion, please?
Motion to go into executive session.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes, and we'll be back shortly, folks. Thank you. Okay, I guess at this time we'll entertain a motion to go back into regular session.
I'll move to go back into regular session.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. New business, item A, consideration of fee agreement with Leslie Schluter. How do you say that? Schluter?
Schluter.
Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioners, before you is an agreement with Leslie Schluter. And I'd ask the board to consider it. Agreement spells out her rates and what she'll do for Los Angeles County with a pending lawsuit.
I've reviewed it and I have no issues with this. I think it's a great rate and appreciate her and all her assistance. So that's all I have. Any other comments?
I just want to thank local council for researching and also read the agreement. I don't find any concerning issues. So no, thanks, council.
Okay, if there's no other issues, I entertain a motion, please.
Well, I move to approve the fee agreement with Leslie Schluter.
I second that. Motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Item B, consideration of DOLA EIAF grant approval. Mr. Burnkamp.
Commissioner, before you is a grant that Finance Director Christy Coberly has been working on. The deadline for submitting this grant is March 1. She needs the board's approval in order to submit this grant. And Christy, if you have anything to add to my comments, please do.
Nope, just that I've updated it since then a little bit with a little bit of verbiage. And I'm just waiting for the bids and the specs so that I can do the financial piece to add to the grant. So I'm anticipating 150,000 grant and 150 cash, but it depends on how the bids come in.
Commissioners, what we're seeking is some assistance to make electrical improvements over at the extension offices and the training room at the grand, under the grandstands, and then also the retaining wall around the courthouse to try and at least make a start on getting it replaced. That's what this grant is for.
Okay. Thank you for that. We can do two things. We'll move forward with this and see if we can get the funding. Do we have the match of that amount, Christy, available in the general fund, or where does the other 150,000 coming from?
I budgeted 120,000 for the wall, for the retaining wall, and I budgeted 30,000 for the electrical. So we did budget for that for 2021.
And commissioners, as a side note, both of those monies are available because of the taxpayers' passage of ballot measure 1A.
Very good. Are there any other questions from the board? Entertain a motion, please.
I motion to approve the DOLA Energy Impact Assistance Fund grant approval.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yep.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Item C, discussion and consideration of Chavez, Tiffany, and Ayers Justice System proposal, Justice Center proposal, I'm sorry. Mr. Burnkamp.
Commissioner, before you is for discussion and consideration is an agreement with Chavez, Tiffany, and Ayers for the HVAC system over at the Justice Center, and please, Sheriff and Kenny Bowman, chime in on any comments you wish to make about this. But it was brought to our attention this or last year, probably the first part of winter, that we had some issues with our HVAC system at the Justice Center. And since then, we've been trying to figure out a way to correct the problems out there. First, we need to identify the problems. And it has taken us 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months to try and narrow down what perhaps the problems may be. And CTA, Chavez, Tiffany, and Ayers, along with a company called SetPoint, think that they are at a pretty good position to where they can identify the problems and get the problems corrected out there. We've asked our local HVAC contractors to look at it to no avail. We brought or asked the same HVAC company that worked at DHS American Mechanical to take a look at it to no avail. We've frankly searched high and low. I've talked to Ameresco, the company that did a lot of the improvements, not only at the courthouse, but over at the Justice Center. It was supposed to save the county all this money on utilities, and not to say that it hasn't helped some, but anyway, I don't want to go off into the weeds. They couldn't help us. And any work that they had done out at the Justice Center, the warranties had already expired, but they did give us a lead on a couple of companies, and we have since tried pursuing those companies and ended up with TCA and also SetPoint. But the agreement in front of you is with CTA, and I'd ask the board to approve this. I'd also ask Sheriff Navarette or Kenny Bowman to add any comments that they wish to add.
Phil, is this in different than that SetPoint company that came in? I was unaware of what happened. They were supposed to give us a quote, and I read an email that they sent that they said that they were having some mechanical issues. Is this a different company?
SetPoint, yeah, this is a different company. This is the company that will come in and do a more thorough analysis as to exactly what they believe the problems are, and then they will start an engineering plan on how to proceed. And at SetPoint, they're working with SetPoint. SetPoint is the company then that actually does the work on, I guess I would call it, the computer side of your HVAC system out there. And so okay. CTA, in conjunction with SetPoint, will be able to narrow down what the problems are and then how to go about fixing those problems using the current HVAC system for the most part. There may be a couple of things that they have to change out, but they have to do a more thorough analysis in order to identify and isolate those other issues that may end up having to be changed out.
Okay, so this was the company that came over and did the evaluation. I got confused as the names of all these companies.
Yeah, as I mentioned a while ago, we have had a lot of companies looking at it.
Yeah, I think if I remember right, that I was getting them mixed up. So this is the same one that came in with SetPoint a few weeks ago.
That's correct.
Okay.
Mr. Bowman, do you have any comments or concerns with this agreement?
No, just we just need to get this thing straightened out before, you know, something big happens.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the board?
Mr. Dorenkamp, are we entering into some type of, when I saw the Ameresco and Johnson & Johnson controls, they're usually doing a lot of performance energy contracting throughout the state. This is not going to be one of those contracts, question one. And then question B, the scope of work that Chavez and group are going to be conducting, is it going to be an evaluation, and that's going to give us an opportunity to go out thereafter for a request for proposals, bid, that type of thing?
I'm not sure if we would go out for a request for proposal or bids, Commissioner. My sense is I'd rather have CTA and SetPoint go ahead and do the work, since they're going to be the ones who are familiar with what the problems are. As an example, and I think I wrote this in an email, that when they came down and looked at the airflow, the fresh air is being entered into the HVAC system after the fan, and it is air that's entering into the system that isn't even heated. So, and as one of the individuals with TCA said, this is unusual, and they need to do a more thorough analysis as to what's going on there. So to answer your question, the second question first is, if we enter into this agreement, I would just as soon use these two companies to complete the work rather than trying to do another RFQ or RFP and just muddy the waters even more. And then the scope should encompass everything that we need in order to get that HVAC system up and running as the way it should be in order to get good airflow through the Justice Center like needs to be.
Okay. And can you review once again the fee structure and the budgeted amount that we have for this project?
The budgeted amount is $150,000. Again, that's thanks to the taxpayers passing referendum ballot measure 1A. Mm-hmm. It was identified as one of the things we'd be spending some of those funds are. And let me find their
fee structure.
Their fee structure here.
I'm seeing $16,500.
Thank you,
on this agreement here, the project. Which, if in my
$16,500.
Yeah. And in my opinion, since I truly believe that Mr. Dornkamp and Mr. Bowman and Sheriff Navarette have done the best they can trying to locate a vendor to come and repair this. And again, it's this type of this type of work is usually some specialty companies and very difficult to get, especially to come down to our community. And then with everything happening with COVID, I think they've done their due diligence in finding a company to come down and help. Now, I want to make sure that we, the agreement is with the CT and not Johnson Controls. I don't know if that was mentioned here or not. We can agree to use them as well, but that would have to be a separate agenda item moving forward to make that, since they're not listed today on that agreement, I would believe so. But I think this is a good way to get started. The initial beginning of this would be just the evaluation, correct, Mr. Dornkamp? And then the scope of work can be, this is for $750 to come and do the mechanical engineering consultant. It'll be the first step, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And then go ahead.
I was going to say, I had the Johnson Controls attachment in that email I sent, just as a reference that that's what Johnson Controls was going to end up charging us to come down and do some work on the HVAC system and not guaranteeing that it'd be up and running when they were done.
Okay.
And I think our procurement policy allows this type because either under emergency procurement, which in my opinion, this could actually be categorized as that since we have a huge issue out there with that HVAC system and it needs to get taken care of. And we've done our due diligence, Commissioner, as you referenced, in my opinion. So I think our procurement policy allows for such a signing off on agreement. Plus it, in my opinion, is also professional services since CTA is familiar with that HVAC system somewhat now, and they do provide these types of professional services.
Okay, thanks for the explanation there. I have nothing else. Anything else from the board? Other than Tony's phone beeping us?
I'm getting off. Trying to mute it.
Entertain a motion at this time, please.
I would move to approve Chavez, Tiffany, and Irish Justice Center proposal.
I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes. I'll keep us updated, and good luck to Sheriff and Navarette and Mr. Bowman in this endeavor. Hopefully we get this repaired.
And just as a side, and just as a side note, Finance Director Christy Coberly is keeping them in check too. She's already quizzing every penny that they're billing us for. So she's good. Doing her job and doing a good job of it.
Thank you, Christy. Okay, everybody. If there's nothing else, entertain a motion to adjourn, please.
Motion to adjourn.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess.
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thank you all.